Okay, so the grand frustration, you know, it was really tempting for me to redo the podcast weekly. I just, in a lot of ways, I'm not feeling happy with myself. I'm not feeling proud of myself. I woke up this morning in tears. No, yesterday I was at the skate park and this, you know, I was skating around and some guy, his board flew out from under him while I was learning the first day ever, smashed into my board, knocked me on the ground, and I got up and I just kicked his board as if out of the way. I didn't kick it across the park, didn't damage him, didn't create that, but it was a rude gesture, very rude. So yeah, you could say I kicked his board. I want to be clear on this. There wasn't damage. Okay. So I'm, after Lahi looks at me, he's like, did you just kick someone's board? So he gave me lecture, I think it's lecture 2A, for skate park etiquette. Lecture 1A is about how to not hurt yourself while you're learning. I think lecture 2 is about respecting other people. No, I think that in the skateboard lectures, I think that it's how to not kill yourself that comes first. I think that respect does come later. It couldn't be respect that comes first, because if that were the case, you'd have parents watching their children at the skate parks. And I don't think that we quite get to your children. Parents put helmets on their children and pads and everything, and then let them get in everybody's way. Okay, well, no, it wasn't a child that got in the way. Anyhow, so Lahi gives me lecture 2A on basic skateboard etiquette, and he's right on the money, and I'm listening to him say everything that I thought I already knew. So I'd already made friends with the guy. But I just got fed up and with myself, hauled the guy over, apologized to him with Lahi translating and everything. So, you know, who continued to play it chill. But I mean, by the end of the night, I found out that this guy's studying cinematography. And I showed him a trick that you can do on the skateboard. You know how you go to these music concerts and they've got this great big, it looks like there's this giant stick with a camera on the end of it flying above the crowd and everything, trying to get cool looking camera shots. There's this guy, you know, pulling the strings and making it. Yeah, it's like a camera puppet and on a stick. It's a giant selfie stick. Yeah, there's a tripod and everything. Yeah, I showed the guy this. I said, you don't need this. If you can just roll around on a skateboard, you can use that. And your camera is on wheels. And so you can go up and you can go down. You can do all kinds of cool video effect. You have a wider range, and you don't just have to do it with other skateboarders. You can do it filming a movie. There's all kinds of things that you can do as a cameraman, as a cinematographer, holding a camera while you're riding a skateboard. So I showed that to this guy. I mean, he's 19 studying cinematography. He's never going to be an awesome skater. Here he is at the skate park. And he's like, all of a sudden, I mean, his face just lit up. He's like, yeah, like I could learn simple things and then be awesome with something unrelated. I'm like, yeah. So anyhow, no, I mean, we hung out, but still, I just feel like utter trash, because there's the chance to show the respect and appreciation and humility to other people at the park. And I totally missed it. And it was just a funny thing, because I was praying and talking to the Lord earlier, Saturday, Sunday. I was saying, I feel like I've got this problem in me, this emotional thing where I get angry and don't know why, and I need to know why. So there I am at the park, and I just still feel like trash, and I think that I really uncovered some attitude that I was harboring deep down in the bowels of my wicked heart. And, you know, there's no damage done. I went off in Chinese on Instagram and apologized to some close friends. And, you know, things are square. But I just, frankly, I think I need to feel like trash for a few weeks. I don't know. No, I don't want to go into any details, but a number of people that I know who are very good at things that they do utterly loathe themselves when they are rude to others. It's a really big deal to them. They lose sleep over it. They can't work. It goes on for weeks and months if they're rude to someone once. And it's just the people that are effective at things that they do, they don't worry about why other people are wrong at all. They're only focused on their need to be awesome. So, at the same time that I'm addressing my attitude problems, I'm also having to deal with Taiwan's immigration. And they're doing things to me. It's possible if things blew up and I had deep pockets, I would hire a team of lawyers and they would want to do some digging to see if Taiwan's immigration has broken the law multiple times in dealing with me. Certainly, what they've done is terrible optics, and they just don't give a fluff. So things hit ahead, and some things I should not be at liberty to say about myself and my situation out of respect, because the situation's unresolved. Other things I kind of want to let you know about. I mean, it's all about me, but, you know, it's not wise to share too many details because you compromise your own position when you do. I'll say this, while I was at the immigration office, they had a number of staff, officers, supervisors, maybe even the head, all gathered around me, shouting at me, telling me that I had to apologize. And I was being very kind. I was being very humble. One individual kept interrupting and tried and was escalating things. And eventually, a number of people started ignoring that person, but no one reined that person in. And I don't want to say more than that, but it was shameful what Taiwan's immigration allowed to be said on their physical property. It was shameful. If there had been video recording of that, Taiwan would face international scorn, and they might not even be able to ask to be in the World Health Organization as an observer. It is utterly shameful how Taiwan treats people. And like the movie Network, Howard Beale said, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." So, looking at everything, trying to get Taiwan to respect people, I called U.S. Congress. I told them the cards I hold in my hand. I told them what my next play will be if I don't win this round. And I don't know whether the State Department is smart enough to respond or whether I will be running a crowdfunding campaign, a shameful crowdfunding campaign addressing what's been going on in Taiwan and beginning to interview other people who have gone through the same. I don't know where this will turn. If the Biden State Department has a spine, it could all be over in a month. If not, I'm going to become famous. I'm not famous now. I've got a few social media accounts and I feel like garbage when I'm rude to people, but this is the thing I'm balancing. How do I deal with my own attitude and get forgiveness from people, but then deal with other people who aren't even sorry, who keep treating everyone like garbage? How do you deal with that? talk more this week.